We're out, in short, checking that vehicles are fit to be on the road and that they are safe and legal.
Could you tell us around the roughly the number of vehicles you've stopped and how many defects you've actually found?
Yeah, it's been going 2 days so far. Ourselves and the road policing unit, we basically run the campaign. We're at the centre of it. We're backed up by the neighbourhoods around the island. We've had two days of the campaign so far. We've stopped, I think, roughly about 65 vehicles. Out of them, I would say it's probably about a third of defects. That could be likes of anything from a number plate light out to other stuff. Like this morning, for example, we took a vehicle off the road due to it being what's classed as in a dangerous condition, i.e. a number of defects.
Could you give us an idea of some of the things that you tend to find on Manx vehicles?
It ranges from something some people might just think is really, really pedantic on the police's part, but like a split windscreen wiper, which can then result in impairs your vision on obviously when you're driving. Number plate lights, I've already mentioned, just lights. Sometimes you find the vehicle's got no brake lights. You then move on to the condition of the bodywork, bits hanging off. You can then get tyres, bald tyres. That can then lead us, if we get a number of defects, we'd take the vehicle or up to the vehicle test centre. And then it can be found to be a whole range of things. If you, the older vehicles, unfortunately, sometimes they tend to have a lot of bodily defects you can't see with the naked eye.